We love hip hop.
Let me get a quick mic check from you.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah. Perfect.
You can hear me right now?
Yes, sir.
It's good?
Yeah, man. I had to make sure, I had to do a quick mic check, a booger check, all that, bro. I did an interview the other day, fam. Just quick, fast, before we get started. Mixed with the Borough Sounds. I did an interview with them mans the other day, and it was cold in the room, bro. Like, they had a door open, and it was just bare cold air coming in. So near the end of the interview. Huh?
Gotta make sure I ain't got
no. I'm showing you, bro. Near the end of the thing, bro, my nose was running, and I just had one just sitting there near the old. The man didn't tell me for an hour.
For the whole time?
Huh?
You recorded with it?
Fam, I didn't see. I'm only seeing it on YouTube now, bro.
Oh, idiot thing. He never told you?
No, bro.
He's not a real one. Whoever that guy was, he's not a real one. He wanted to see that. He wanted to see you guys. Yellow tape.
Have the people in the comments killing me. We ain't listening to some nigga with a booger hanging out his nose. It was a mud thing. But like I was saying, I'm going to put this out early, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Do whatever you want to do.
Because this is more than just an interview. You know what I'm saying? I feel like when it comes to with you, like, you've been around the network for a while. This is more of a chop up session. You know what I'm saying? So let me get some music.
I'm one of the first ones on this motherfucker.
This is true.
What? No, what? Are you crazy? Yeah. I was one of the first underground Toronto niggas on this shit. Biz Low?
He was episode 47. You were episode 50.
Okay, but like, who was before us from Toronto scene?
There was older heads.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. We made it.
Yeah.
We stopped that. Like, what? Don't say that. The man said, 50 episodes. Who was popping before us?
No, fam. After episode 47.
But actually, Biz Low, like, I'm going on that.
Yeah. After episode 47, the thing started going crazy, right?
100%.
But then we got Yuan and Casper and K Money and them.
Free Biz Lock too. I just locked up with him. Real nigga.
Fam, we have to get into a conversation about some of this stuff, like the rappers being locked up at some point. But let me get some music started and see what if you remember some of these times here. All right, let's get it popping.
Yo, you know.
We take it back, yo.
What? I can't hear that.
You should be hearing it in your headphones.
I don't hear it. Oh, that's the first. That's like one of the first ones, but it's not the first one. But it's one of the first ones. See, yo, say here. Yeah, already uploaded. You see?
HH Gang. From the block that runs the town, you niggas is clowns.
Hold on. We're gonna have to pull it.
Shout out Face Films too. We started that shit too.
Holy.
Started that shit too. Shout out my nigga KC.
When I was watching this video yesterday, I was like, holy, this is a young hoodie right here, yo.
What's in the video? RIP my nigga Bully. RIPSP.
RIP.
RIP my nigga Rock is from White Blocks. He's in the video. You don't wanna fuck with Rock yet. They deleted all of these.
From PO to OT. Lock shit down. I'm in stacks in the trap down
here. That's the family. The best block shots.
You remember those freaking Toronto fitteds? Holy.
Niggas weren't outside these types. Niggas were not outside these types. The fuck? That's like old fucking 10, 11.
Jesus Christ.
Niggas were not outside.
Holy.
We're not outside.
He had bag of niggas outside in this one.
Yeah, that's the hood right there. That's Southside.
Holy. Well, let's get it popping over here. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread here with another interview for your head top. Or I don't even know how we're going to start this today. I might have to start it with the We Are back and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a gentleman in the house today. And last time he was here, We went kind of viral last time you were.
What did I do last time?
When we were at the old studio, fam. That one episode.
What made it go viral? I don't even remember.
I don't know, fam. Some of the rants that you were having on that one. fam. You're on full rat mode.
I never be ratting. I just be telling the truth.
Hey, listen, fam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh.
You were on a yellow tape mission last time.
We're gonna have to address. Bro, I'm in jail. And you have people on your platform and they're trying to yellow tape me while I'm in jail, locked up. Like, what type of part of the game is that?
Yo, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
What type of shit was that?
We'll get to it because I even have like sound clips and everything for you today. But before we get into it, I want to give a big salute to the sponsors. Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club. They got delivery all over the GTA. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. I'm talking about the best flower edibles, tinctures, extracts, all type of good shit. Hit them up once again on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, and use the code WeLoveHipHop if you want to get a discount. Also, Steaming Hot Grabba. If you want any different types of flavors of grabba or different ways, dispensers and shakers and all types of good stuff, hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba. And you could also use the code WeLoveHipHop and get a discount on the order. And one more, you know, got to pay these bills. You know what I'm saying? Big salute to Exotic Hot Pot. They provided us some nice loudas here today. And I'm liking the packaging and stuff on this stuff, man. It's like a ramen noodle. This one right here.
Pick that's me, Pritt.
Yeah. These guys, they got some serious products over here. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pot.
Try that out.
And you know, tell them that We Love Hip Hop Boy sent you. They might give you a little discount. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, the last time we had a conversation with this gentleman, shout out Sixpence. Oh,
shout out Sixpence, man. It ain't Sixpence. We don't want to smoke it.
That's our guest favorite strain over here. You know what I'm saying?
Bunzing, grabber.
But
regular shit.
You know, like I said, our last interview or our last conversation set a lot of waves. And I'm not here to be like setting waves and stuff. I'm just here to get an update from this gentleman right here. A legend in the game. Okay. Young legend in the game. And back for more with some new tunes. I see you and Mac working on some new shit.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
So with no further ado, we have Hoodlum in the motherfucking building.
Southside.
What do you say, fam? How have you been? Just not even just like I'm good, like mental health, everything. Like, how you been feeling, bro?
I'm blessed. Can't complain. Well, Christmas is around the way.
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain. I'm on the road.
And you just came home right before Christmas, too. So
for sure. I've been on the road for like 60 something days.
Did you know that you were coming home before Christmas, or was it like a thing up in the air type of thing?
No, I knew. I was sent it.
Okay.
So I already knew.
So you're just counting down the days. Yeah, yeah. But I seen when you first came home, right? What's the first thing you did besides the party that I seen?
First thing I did.
But what's the first thing you did when you touched the road? Like, really?
Smoke.
You can check the family.
Yeah, I touched your Thanksgiving Day, so fun. Perfect day to touch road. Thanksgiving Day, family put up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Seen the whole family. I was blessed. Couldn't complain.
Yeah. And then how was
not
the party?
Wearing orange. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wearing my own fucking clothes, eating what I want around my loved ones. I couldn't complain. I can't complain. Fuck, I just enjoy with a fucking bag of fucking niggas. Half of them are fucking, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yo, bro, just that feeling when you finally just come out of the gate or whatever, yeah, bro.
Oh, it's a crazy, it's better than weed. Mm. It's a crazy high. Not even a lie to you.
Yeah. And yo, I seen you had a big party on your Instagram page. You're celebrating. So tell me about that. How was
party,
that?
Fuck. I just popped out to the party.
Mm.
Pop out, see how it's like. Fuck, been in jail for so long. Had to go celebrate.
What is your tolerance level like now, fam? Because remember, when you're gone for a while, you're not getting to beat juice.
No, but I'm not going to lie to you. Not the whole bit, but right before I freed up that last 60, 90 days,
mm-hmm.
I was smoking Sixpence, Backwoods, Grabba, all of this shit. So it wasn't like, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute. I can understand. And I don't want to, you know, give out too much information as far as like what goes on the inside. I can understand the weed, but the backwoods, niggas is getting backwoods inside now, fam?
We love hip hop.
Recently, the sponsors Diamond Club with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network, and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer! Like full backwards.
Full backwards. No cap.
That's crazy.
3 grams. 3 grams in the backwards. The whole, only the dogs are running and shit now.
Yo.
Oh, that goes.
That's the next level
free
shit.
Free the guys.
Yeah.
Free the guys. Free fucking all the man on the range. Free 2-2. Free cap. Free the guys.
So you were gone for what? 2 years?
16 months.
Yeah, almost 2 years. As somebody now over the years, you know, it's not like your first time going away. You know what I'm saying? But like over the years, you've become way more popular, fam. Like you've always been popping.
I've always been popping, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I've always been popping. Like even from 10 years, like years ago, it always the same shit.
So you're going in as a rapper, as a, you know, as a guy also, you know, just as a man period, but
yeah.
You're also going in as people knowing your face for from sure. Music
videos. That comes with hate, niggas hating. COs know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fan though.
Yeah.
It's goods and bads with it. You know what I mean?
Give me some of those, fam. Like, what is it like when you first touch range as an artist?
Well, I touched in with, when I first landed in, there's a couple niggas that I knew. So it's like, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Regular Joe shit. You just have to get a Joe mode.
Mm-hmm.
Stand on toes.
Do you still feel inspired while in there? Are you still writing?
Tell you the truth. I wrote a couple songs in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into a banger. And these fucking, I don't know who the fuck did it. Niggas are saying they didn't do it after, but I don't even want to get into that.
Yeah.
Niggas went in my bag, like my property, and took my raps. But it wasn't even that much songs. It was like probably like 10 songs. I'm like, what are you going to do? Touch over and rap my shit? Like, niggas are dust.
Yeah,
took some canteen. It's like, nigga, I would have paid you. I would have gave you canteen if you asked. Canteen ain't a thing, cuz.
Is it more of a thing because you're an artist, or is it street shit that makes people want to get into issues when you're inside?
No, it's jail, bro. It's just jail. You know? Like, has nothing to do with streets. Nothing is jail. Niggas, bad day. Fuck, you wake up on the bad side. You want to punch a nigga out?
Yeah.
Fuck, you know what I mean? A nigga wants to fucking punch you out. You fucking bang home.
Yeah, but you got also, there's an extra layer. Niggas have seen like hundreds of thousands of views, millions of views with all your videos combined, right?
Yeah, but
there's a hater vibe that goes on with that.
Sure, that's what comes with it. You know, remember, you're in jail. You fucked a lot of niggas' girls. A lot of niggas' baby.
I'm there saying yes, but I can't really.
You know what I mean? Niggas have envious shit, and you this shit, and mm-hmm. street shit, and your friends with this street shit, and regular shit, but it's jail. Like, it's nothing like, you have to understand it's jail. So it's a bunch of niggas in there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their own mood. Certain niggas is happy. Certain niggas are not. You know what I mean? Certain niggas are happy, certain niggas are not. So it's like, fuck.
Well, listen. You're home now. Fuck all that jail shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
One thing I always wanted to ask you, and I don't know maybe if I asked you before in the interview. You don't go by Honcho Hoodlum no more. Right?
For sure I do.
You still go by Honcho?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you dropped the Honcho out of your name at one point.
No, I'm Honcho. I'm Honcho.
Okay. So where the fuck did I get that, fam? Did you never drop the Honcho out of your name?
Nah.
Okay.
Honcho.
Next thing I have here. Question that I did a podcast for you a while back, fam. Remember this, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do a new one.
Yeah.
I'm about to do a whole new one, but I'm doing it different.
Okay.
I can't even drop my ideas because I know niggas are going to take them. So when I drop my shit, but I'm not coming like this. I'm not going to do this because everyone does this.
Yeah.
So you got to do something different. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something different.
Yeah, man. We need that. We need that podcast, man. So what about the one that we did? Are you going to drop that?
No, I'm not dropping that. That's scratch.
Damn, bro. That was a fire episode.
No, that one's scratch. I have to switch it. new year, new vibe, new energy, new. I can't bring that one out. And, nah, that one's weak.
Wow.
A better one for sure.
Fam.
I'm going to still interview Vegas, though. Mm-hmm. Vegas is still getting interviewed for sure.
No, salute. No, fam, I've been holding on to that episode for mad long, bro. Like the last 16 months, longer.
Yeah, the episode's weak.
So even before, like, the fact that we even filmed one, what made you want to do a podcast in the first place?
Fuck. I ask the questions and see shit niggas don't say.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, listen, fam, I'm looking forward to getting that the
and
revamp.
If I do it, I'm not doing the regular rapper that everyone does. Your psycho shit. I'm trying to look for niggas with stories, niggas with names, behind it, shit like that.
Yeah. Listen, fam, if you ever need any help again behind the scenes with that, 100%. Bro, I got you, bro.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Even with now that you're back on road and stuff like that, I've been doing a lot of, you know, have you been keeping up with what's been going on road at all?
So much shit to catch up with. So, if you see or something, I probably know. If not, I don't.
Yeah. I've been having a lot of conversations on the podcast about when rappers go away to jail, right?
Yeah.
And how long it takes before fans stop caring about these artists, because there's a lot of artists. You mentioned Biz Loke, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who has been gone for like at least the last 2 years. K Money has been gone for like almost 3 years now, or 3 years. And there's artists who've been lifers right now. Yeah, right?
For sure.
How long do you think fans can care about an artist when they're away? You know what I'm saying?
It depends who they are. And remember, people like when it's in their face.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it doesn't matter how much time a man does. If a man touches road and starts yellow taping, drops bangers after bangers, music speaks for itself.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, he's back in the game. He's home. This guy's home. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Fuck. How much rappers came home and made it happen?
Well, you're making it happen. But there's some who didn't, fam. Some rappers, and I'm not going to mention any names.
It happened, though. I'm not the only one. Niggas, bare niggas. This is the streets. A lot of niggas did a big bid, came home, made some noise. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Give me a time frame. Let's say you're an up-and-coming rapper. You haven't
But like, that's different. Everyone's different. Up-and-coming, that means you don't really have a fan base.
Mm.
So, fuck, who's really looking out for your shit? But if you've been around for a minute, you built your fan base. How much niggas, Ronies and fucking Caspers and fucking every, like, nigga.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Not to say it's not hard, but it's like, it's different when you've been doing it. People are anticipating it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a different type of shit. Different when you just drop the two tunes and only your brethrens know you're on the block.
Yeah.
What is it like? You know what I mean?
But even with you, when you came home, right, you didn't jump online right away. A lot of people have known you for some legendary Instagram live posts and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to avoid. I'm going to go, as soon as I come on, I'm going to fucking go on live. Like, man, I have a real life. Know what it is? People need to understand, too, like, live is entertainment.
Mm.
Entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
But it's not real life. Like, it's fake.
Yeah.
WWE shit. You know what I mean?
So what made you know it was the time to jump back on Instagram and start getting back to, like, you know, getting the motion going?
Fuck, I've been off for a little bit. I was peeping what's going on. City was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Pop out.
And when you did pop out,
it's not like no one didn't know I'm old. People know I'm old, right? So it's like, what do I do? Not pop out.
So now that you popped out, though,
yeah,
a lot of different things started popping off, all these back and forths and different things like that. How did that start, fam? Like, how does it start where as soon as you get online?
I don't know how it starts. I just know nigga said something. I did it with calling the person, and it's, I never heard anything since. I don't even, that's not even, that's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going to play you something. All right. And this is basically while you were gone. I don't know if you were gone at the time. All right. You know, I had a few different guests pull up. Okay. And one of the guests had some choice words to say about you. So
this is the first thing?
I'm going to play it for you. You were going at Hoodlum on the team. Both of y'all.
Yeah, Hoodlums are Fred.
What happened?
I'm surprised. Anybody hear her voice?
What? Why do you guys have an issue, fam?
I don't even know her. I don't know. You tell me.
Get up. I got you here, fam.
I don't even know.
It's been
she's a nobody. Like, I don't, I, like, no. I mean, I went to jail, too, so I'm in jail. I'm hearing all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm in jail.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do? Go on post? I don't go on Instagram and Snapchat when I'm locked up.
Yeah.
In jail mode. I don't give a fuck. I'm on the road now. What are people saying?
So in response to what she had to say on the show.
There's nothing she had to say. She's like, I'm a street nigga. My name is Hoodlum.
Mm.
She's a working thing. She's been a working thing her whole fucking life for the last 20 years. We're in two different streets. You understand what I'm talking about? We're in two different fields.
Well, Paris does music. She's been making her way in the music scene.
I don't know her for music. I never known her for music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fuck are we talking about?
Well, you know, when I bring these things up, I always try to find a resolution at the other side.
I have no issues with the bitch. The girl tried to say some shit. I yellow taped her. It's done.
Mm.
They're not going on about people. I don't give a fuck about these people, man. Like, I'm in jail. People are talking about me. Like,
yeah.
So that just to show you, like, that's just to show you.
Well, listen, fam. Salute to both of y'all. I mess with both of y'all, so I'm never.
I already yellow taped her.
Mm.
She has 9 toes. From there, it's like you can't even talk to me. Like, I'm 10 toes out here. Like,
yo, bro,
I'm 10 toes. Literally, like 10 toes. Like, you get what I mean? That's all it is.
Well, listen, man. Let's move past that. Let me ask you. You know, open up the conversation as far as like even with the scene and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Because you're part of like this part of the scene that really was popping off early, like 2000, you say 2014, 2015.
Before that, what the fuck?
Yes, but.
But like, this, I get what you're saying. That's when I came out the pen, 2014, 15. But
those times, those 2015, let's say to 2019, Toronto rappers were getting bear views. The scene was super hot.
Yeah, for sure.
Now here, end of 2023, we're going to 2024. What's your views on the way the scene looks? Is it as hot or?
You, like, come on, man. Like, are you serious?
Well, come on, fam. Like, as like, somebody who's been able to watch the landscape, what do you think happened?
People went to jail. People died.
Hmm.
Like, who's your top 5 best rappers in Toronto? Dead or alive. And I guarantee you, 2-3 of them are dead.
Yeah.
Two, three of them are in jail. Like, you get what I mean? So it's like, fuck, what do you like? Fuck. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't.
That's really what it is, eh?
Name your 5. Your honest 5.
Okay.
Yo, the other day, yo, I was on, I forgot where I was on. I think it was Wheeler. And I couldn't say my 5. And I thought about it. And I know who my 5 is.
But give me your 5 first.
No, give me your 5.
Okay, so I'm not going to go.
No bias shit. No nothing. Your opinion. No one could say nothing. You know what I mean? You're, who are you tuning into top 5 all times?
Okay, so I'll
and
say.
And we're not saying Drizzy and fucking Tory.
No. From the underground.
Yeah.
Okay. Houdini.
Right?
That's one. Who else I'll put in there? I'll put in the Crook. Right, as one of my favorites. Northside Benji.
Yeah, Crook's hard. Northside Benji's hard too.
Right.
Houdini's hard too. All 3 of them are hard, yeah, for sure.
Bizloke and Bully.
That's you.
You're not wrong, Fred. You know what I'm saying? Because, what, Bizloke's inside for like the next 10. RIP Houdini and RIP Bully.
He'll be home soon.
Right?
He'll be home soon, yeah. See, mine is like Bully.
Mm-hmm.
Roadrunner.
Salute.
And yo, my shit is like my, like what I feel. Like if I'm bumping your shit and I feel it, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Roadrunner was dropping some shit that I felt. I was like, yeah. Who else to do? Moolah.
Mm-hmm.
I came out and I'm like, yo, I bump in Moolah. I'm like, yo, Yellow. He's pissed. Who else was on my shit again? Fuck.
So right now we have Bully, Roadrunner, and Moolah.
Moolah. Who else was on it? Fuck. I forgot.
Now, you know, for argument's sake, those three that you did mention are home, free, and alive.
Who?
Well, R.I.P. Bully.
Bully?
Yeah. So, okay, yeah, I guess it's still, with three, they're still,
you make sure. I throw Doovie in there.
Doovie?
Like, Doovie Grassway album, that was one of my, that was one of the ones.
Shit, I want to put Doovie on my list now, too. Damn.
That was one of the ones. Four.
So we got four right there.
Yeah. I don't know who the fifth one is. I'm going to remember who though.
And this is based on what, once again? This is
my opinion. You're bumping. When I'm bumping, what I feel like, when I listen to his music, I'm like, oh, this nigga's. And Benji.
Yeah, salute to Northside Benji.
Benji.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's go over your five, right?
Benji.
You said Bully.
Yeah.
Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Moolah.
Yeah.
Northside Benji. And my high ass freaking forgot the other one that you mentioned.
Hello?
Okay. That's Bully, it. Roadrunner, Moolah first.
Doovie
and Northside Benji. So yeah. R.I.P. Bully. Doovie's currently incarcerated.
You have to do a 10, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you, like, the talent is either dead or in jail. There's a 1-2 still saying a 1-2. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. So, out of who's home, now, like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to ask you because you've only been home, like, a short space of time. Who do you, you know, who's been popping out as far as, like,
I don't know.
Getting your attention?
I don't know. There's OTD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got that one. I was like, I was fucking with that one. That's it. I don't know no nigga that I'm not gonna lie to you. Who you have to tell me the name or I'd be like, yeah, I'm bumping that.
Now with me, I can't say bumping. I'm not bumping a lot of different artists right now. You know what I'm saying? There's the go-tos that are always been there, right? Press and Bundog's been going crazy, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But, you know, they're not new, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Haji Basto's been doing his thing out here. He's been making some waves.
He's pissed off.
You know what I'm saying?
He's pissed.
And he's one of the more newer ones. Lil Monty, he's been kind of here and there popping out here and there.
I never hear no new shit from him. I just remember the old shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know what it is? It might be the consistency too, fam. I think that y'all niggas are more consistent when y'all were dropping bangers. Like, your class of guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you have to understand too, at that time, quality music is getting put out. So, like, niggas are not trying to drop garbage.
Yeah.
Right now, niggas are dropping whatever they go into the studio and make. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, you're saying that you guys were coming out with quality, but you guys were coming out with more shit.
No, for sure. But remember, you have to understand, it's quality. And then there's more rappers that were saying shit at the time. Smokey. You know what I mean? Like, there was niggas that were yellow taping the scene. Like, when I came out the pen, Robin Banks.
Yeah.
Robin's in my five.
Yeah.
Robin's hard.
So would you be able to make a top five of new Toronto rappers right now?
I can't even name you five new Toronto rappers.
That's crazy.
Name me five. You name me five right now. Exactly.
I can,
But like the thing is, what's crazy about it, fam? Bless you. What's crazy about it is when I name you the five, it's not based on the music, fam.
Yeah,
it's based on how much they end up in the blogs, bro.
No, yeah, but you see new artists. So like who are the new artists that like that I would know? I can't name you five. You didn't even name me five. You know, name me two. You said
you I said Haji Basto.
Yeah, that's it. Right? And I said 100 OTD.
Oh, you said OTD.
That's it.
Baby 2, right? Baby 2 was going crazy in 2023.
Yeah.
Right?
He's new for sure.
Yeah. But it's not really a lot of...
Exactly. You can't name me five. I'm still waiting.
And don't get me wrong. There's going to be a lot of artists that are getting pissed off at this right now. Like, fam, I got 100 fucking mixtapes that came out this year who are more the lyrical miracles and stuff like that, which are cool too.
Yeah, for sure. But you can't even name me the five. And I've been in jail. I came out in October.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't name me five and you've been out, how the fuck am I going to name five?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's a true thing, fam. You see, the thing is, and you know, I'll mention again, a lot of people, and you might be able to agree with this, are getting more emotion from ending up on blogs than the music.
Sure. It depends who. There's different type of niggas. There's niggas that have personality. Mm-hmm. They're on Instagram Live and they're on the fucking social media. And there's niggas like Northside Bungie that just let the music talk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they just pop out on the gram every once in a while.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Different type of niggas. There's not everyone's the same, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but even with your class or generation of artists, the gram wasn't popping as much, but everybody knew y'all niggas, bro. Just off of the views, sure. You know what I'm saying?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Not for YouTube, man. Those times, BBM. Niggas run outside BBM times.
Wait a minute. I'm out of the loop on the BBM flex. Tell me what we all doing.
Like the BlackBerry times?
Yeah.
You remember BlackBerry times?
I know BlackBerry times, but what were you guys doing to get the views from the BlackBerry?
No, because remember, like, those were when you could broadcast. You could broadcast or, like, someone in the West is broadcasting my shit. I'm getting a bag of bitches and niggas from the West End.
Yeah.
They're tapping in. You get what I mean? They're like, oh, you're the hoodlum nigga from YouTube. You get what I mean? Shit like that.
So then BBM was like the old social media.
Yeah, for sure. If you were outside those times, BBM with the shit. Party over here. Posted it on BBM. People are popping up. What's going on for the day? People are like, it was like a Snapchat type of way.
Yeah. I mean? I never even really thought about it like that. So imagine would broadcast their new music videos everything. On YouTube now.
I remember those times, I'm rapping and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So like, whenever you listen to your music, it will show you what you're listening to. So I'll be bumping bare exclusives with me and the Manum.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be tweaking like, I need that one. And then bare shit just started getting leaked.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy
those
because...
Those were the good days, man. No cap. Those were the good days.
Mads were getting like at least 100,000 views every music
those were the times
video.
Too. There was no... not to say viral. There's no... Clout chasing,
yeah.
There was no chasing shit. Niggas are not. It was just music, boom, and that was it. You know what I mean? Like,
Even niggas
had ops those times. It wasn't broadcasted into music and shit like how it is right now. Like, different era, different times, different waves.
Yo, is there any truth to not? I'm not even gonna say you, but like. Artists buying views in them times?
No. I tell you on the truth, those times were the natural times. There was no buying views. There was no nothing. Where were you going to go buy views from? Now, you know there's a million places to go get this shit.
Yeah.
Now it's just not organic. A lot of it's just not organic.
Yeah.
A lot of it's just not organic. That's why the music is dead, because it's fake. Fake Instagram followers. Fake Instagram likes. Fake Instagram comments. Fake fucking YouTube views, fake YouTube likes, fake YouTube comments. Like, come on, man. Like, you're seeing what's going on.
Yeah. If the shit is fake, you're not really going to be able to pull in real people at a venue or anything like that.
Yeah, for sure. But some people are so dumb that when they see the number and they're like, oh my God, this is a banger because the numbers is looking like that. And they just start thinking the tune's a banger.
Yeah.
Haven't you noticed that have you seen videos on YouTube? Remember, okay, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. You posted on YouTube how much time to how long now? How much years now? A couple years.
Yeah, right? Seven, it will longer,
you,
but yeah.
Have you ever seen fucking YouTube views go down?
Not until the last 3 to 4 years.
That to show you, there's a lot of fuckery going down because I never seen that in my life. In my times, that's what I'm talking about, buying views. There's none of that. There's no fake comments and fake. Niggas were tuning into YouTube.
Yeah.
For real, like, that was the only thing. That, remember, YouTube was the only thing going in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It wasn't the gram and everything. So that's why the views was even crazy. But now it's crazier.
Yeah.
But at those times, it was organically. Organic 100s and 200s and shit like that. These ones are not organic.
Yeah, but you also brought up a point, fam. Like, there's more platforms to go look at. So a man might not have 30,000 or even 100,000 YouTube views, but then you go on his TikTok and he has like a million TikTok views, fam.
Yeah, that to show you, it's a different time now.
Mm.
I'm not even on TikTok.
You haven't fucked with TikTok at all. You home? Because it's not like you've been gone that long. TikTok's been around.
Yeah, I know. I never even went on TikTok and said like, nah.
Try it, fam. You can make money on there. You know what I'm saying? Come on, fam. Okay, so what do you think is going to take to make Toronto rap great again then? Like, get back to that level?
I said it. Organic, like, you know, you have to get back to the organic shit. And the music has to be quality. Can't be the bullshit niggas are putting out.
Yeah,
niggas are putting out bullshit. Surely it is. What? Remember, I've been gone. What's the top 5 bangers of this year?
We don't have top 5 bangers. They come and go, fam. Like, a song will pop off. We'll be talking about it on the show, let's say. And we'll be like, yo, that was a hot tune. But it won't be an anthem. We haven't had no anthems.
Yeah, there's an anthem.
This year?
Yeah. When I was in jail, I was hearing about anthems. You can't say that. But then 5 dropped the G Herbo one. I was hearing about that in
jail. 21 questions.
When I was in jail, I was hearing about that. I was like, a liar. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I was like, that one was a one. You're not going to hate or not. I'm not going to mean it.
Yeah, but fam, look what you just brought up. 5 had the fucking anthem of the year and he's in jail. He's been in jail the whole year, fam.
For sure, but he's still active on the shit. He's still, that nigga is more active on the internet than niggas on the road.
Well, it kind of goes back to your point of what you were saying before. Half the reason the scene ain't popping is because half of these niggas is in jail. One of the most popping niggas in the scene is in jail.
So what's you never said the 5. What's the 5? I've been gone.
No, I gave you my 5.
I'm talking about the 5 bangers this year. This year that came on.
Oh, 5 bangers?
Yeah, like top 5 bangers.
Wow.
You said the 21 questions.
21 questions. I know Doovie has one in there. Maybe Hold On or Rich Off Drugs. One of those two were like a big, big tune, but that might have been 2022. I might.
I wasn't out for that.
You know what I'm saying? Other than that, like big banger. Bro, I'm drawing a blank, fam.
See?
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. Like I said before, I heard a lot of big tunes. A lot of tunes, you know, went through that, you know, got my attention, but that stuck. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm like, yo.
So no tune stuck.
No tunes. It's not even a Toronto thing, fam. Nobody's tune stick. Yeah, like Drake's tunes are not sticking, fam.
Yeah, because people are on to the next. People are so quick to go to the next.
Yeah, the attention span is low, fam.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's a combination of attention span being low and there's mad shit, bro.
Yeah, I remember there's a million rappers. So it's like everyone's dropping something every day.
Yeah.
So it's like, who do you tap into?
Yeah. To be honest, fam, I tap into more content creators than anything. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm watching live streams with Academics and Aiden Ross and all these different niggas.
I watch Academic. I don't.
Are you tapped into the whole live streaming thing right now? Like all of the fuckery that's going on? Like, the Neons and Sneakos.
I know that. No, I know who the Neon unit is, but I don't know who the next unit is.
Okay.
I'm not really talking about
it. Well, that's where it's going now, fam. Like, you know, content creators have become hotter than rappers.
Yeah, but that's for whoever the person, that's for specific people. I'm a type of nigga. I'm not watching no fucking goofy ass nigga do goofy shit and say goofy shit like waste my goofy. That's goofy shit to me. That's wasting my time. I'm either watching some fucking. I'm listening to music.
Yeah, yeah.
There's States niggas. There's all sorts of niggas. You know what I mean? And or I'm gonna be watching like $1 million worth of game, Dream Champs, shit like that. Yeah, or, like, yeah, I mean, yeah. Or the Mandem shit in the city when the Mandem are dropping something with someone proper.
Like some We Love Hip Hop.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like. I don't like. That's for you though, because you're probably.
I'm a media guy, bro.
Yeah. So you're into exactly. You're into the media personality guys and those guys. I'm not into that type of shit. I can't even like. I could see a clip on Instagram and watch it, but I'm not following these niggas and watching these niggas.
Yeah.
Academics. I fuck with Academics. Mm-hmm. I fucked with Academics before he even fucked with the man.
Yeah.
So it's like, even when he fucked with the man, so it's like, yeah, okay, I fuck with Academics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, other than that, like, 1090 Jake.
Yeah.
I tap into his shit.
Yeah,
that's what I'm tuned into. Like.
Yeah, but fam, even just the fact that you were able to put together, like, you know, unintentionally, you put together a list of like 3-4 people that are popping and millionaires, fam. These niggas is hotter than the rappers these days, fam.
For sure, 100%, because there's a million rappers, so there's levels to rappers. What rappers are we talking about? Like, we're not talking about Kanye's and Drake's.
Nah.
Exactly, so.
No, but like the Smoke Perps and all these little niggas, bro. Freaking Academics and 1090 Jake probably got a way bigger bank than these niggas right now, bro. Yeah,
100%. Remember, it's time, man. It's when it's your time, it's your time. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Don't miss the train. That's all it is.
Yeah. Listen, fam, even Drake's doing live streams.
For sure, because that's what people want to... But he's an artist. People want to tap into him. And I remember, he doesn't even pop out on anything. So him popping out, people are going to tune in, and it's... Drake, so obviously, right?
What are your thoughts?
Imagine when Tory Lane comes out.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to, like, when he goes live or anything, everyone's tuning into what Tory Lane is going to do or say. You know what I mean? Like,
you mentioned Tory. Let me ask you quick, fast. The pictures popped up of him in jail for the first time. Okay.
Yeah, free Tory Lane.
Yeah, free Tory. You've been gone through this whole, for most of the time that this has been going on.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this Tory thing? Do you think he shot the chick?
Big Sleuth is Steven Hot Grabber with a variety of different grabber flavors and dispensers. They got Red Rose Grabber, that Red Herring Grabber, and Peanut Butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabber, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabber. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer!
He's innocent, man. He's innocent.
Right, and I'll add some more so they can more context for your answer. Like, for example, the driver just popped out now with an affidavit saying that he never had the hammer, but he seen Shorty holding the hammer, exactly. Kelsey.
So,
right?
He's innocent. You know they're trying to take down the black man? You know how this shit goes? Fuck. We're black men. You don't know this? Like, maybe trying to take us down in every way, but niggas are dumb. You know what I mean? They just take that in and they're like, oh, he's fucking... He's this, he's that. Like, he's innocent, man.
So, but now let's say they take this paperwork. Yeah,
I've been shot before. You ain't getting shot in your fucking foot and just fucking standing on your tippy toes and shaking ass.
Working the next day.
You know what I mean? Like, it don't go like that. Man.
Yeah. No. So why do you think that they derailed a man like that, fam? Like, what do you think is really... Man,
it's bigger than us. That's what you say. You know what I mean? Like, we leave it there. It's bigger than us. You know what I mean? That's all it is.
Yeah. Listen, fam, it's been crazy out here, bro.
No cap.
Even we mentioned Drake. Drake ever holler at you, bro?
No, I don't know.
Bro, you said I don't know. You didn't say no.
Nah, I don't know Drake. I see Drake on YouTube and shit. I don't know Drake.
He never hollered at you.
Nah, I don't know Drake. They don't know me. I don't know Drake.
This nigga right here, bro.
I'm serious. What the fuck? I don't know him. You don't know me. What the fuck? Why the fuck would he know me?
Fam,
I'm
you put a monkey wrench in a man's plan, bro.
I don't know. He doesn't know me. Allegedly and shit. Like,
he didn't holler at you after the books thing?
No, no one hollered at me. I was just like, I did that just to do that because... He said I was lying.
Yeah, I know about
did
that.
Did you see it?
I seen the Wheeler interview, right?
No, okay, but did you see the live?
Which live? You do a lot of lives.
No, I said on the Wheeler, I'm like, I went live at Buckwheat. I only went live at Buckwheat once. It has to be on YouTube somewhere.
Mm. You're talking about Bucks GME?
Yeah.
Mm.
I know, it's on my hand. It's free Buck.
Salute to Bucks, yeah.
You know what I mean? Free Buck.
Yeah. We know the story.
Yeah, so it's like, fuck, I did it, and fuck, I don't know Drake. Drake don't know me. It happened. Mm-hmm. Three books. Fuck, it happened.
Yeah. Okay, one thing, even staying with the whole Drake, because Drake was going to sign Bugs at one point. He has Smiley signed under his label, right? And he just dropped the album not too long ago.
Smiley too.
Salute to Smiley. Right,
Smiley.
And him and Smiley have the tune Over the Top. That's one of Smiley's first releases after
that one, right? Crazy.
Big tune,
100%.
Should Drake be doing more features with Toronto artists?
No,
why not?
He does what he wants. He doesn't have to. He's a grown ass man.
Mm.
What the fuck? Why does he have to?
Well, listen, salute to Dusty Wallace, right? Me and him be having our regular weekly episodes. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that the For the Dogs album would have been better if there was at least, let's say, the tune that he had with Yeet, if he put Killy on there too, and different things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's niggas' opinions.
Mm.
Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one.
Facts.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's niggas' opinions. He still made noise when he dropped his shit. Mm-hmm. Still Drake. Oh, okay, this is what I want to know. Okay. So you're saying Drake needs to do more songs with Toronto?
I'm not saying that. This is just a conversation that's out there. Like, if he's doing more songs with Toronto artists...
I'm asking you, though. Fuck the songs that are out there and people are out there. I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. Do you think Drake needs to do more songs with Toronto artists?
Listen, bro. A lot of Toronto artists be getting mad at some of my opinions.
No, but say your opinion. I'm going to say mine.
He can... If it's the right artist, okay? Because
you're right.
Drake, and I don't want to be glazing or anything like that, but the nigga is such a good artist, bro, that if he doesn't do it with the right artist, he's going to bring the song down, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's just throwing a nigga a bone. He's not fucking trying to make a great tune. You know what I'm saying? He has to be able to rap on with a nigga who's on the same level as him to be able to to enjoy the tune, fam.
Okay, yo. So who's on his fucking level?
Or nobody. Not on his level, but to a level where it'll make a fucking good song, fam.
Exactly. Okay. See, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying, but...
Not to diss the niggas that are out here who are talented.
I remember, let's not forget, he fucking did 200 niggas in the city.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking shouted out how much niggas followed niggas, posted niggas,
mm-hmm.
fucking jawed for niggas, this, that. Like, what the fuck more do you want the nigga to do? You want him to do a song with every fucking Toronto nigga? Like, fuck, I'm going to give a verse to every... Then he'll be watered down.
This is facts.
What the fuck? His quality will go down. Why the fuck? And then you're saying, yo, he should do tunes with Toronto niggas. What Toronto nigga's going to help Drake?
Yeah.
No nigga's going to help Drake. So it's like, he's doing it for the next person's benefit.
Yeah.
So when he chooses to do it, he does it. Simple.
I think,
you know what I mean?
He already got Smiley and he's been, doing what he can to help Smiley get his notoriety, him being connected to Drake, you know what I'm saying? The amount of interviews that Smiley's done in the States, that OVO stamp, and he has a feature with the man, that helps a lot.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%, bro. There's other niggas. Who else is under OVO that's busting?
Roy Woods is there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's niggas like, he's from the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Listen, fam, I think a lot of niggas be asking for a lot from Drake, but low key, they don't ask for nothing from The Weeknd.
But The Weeknd doesn't rap. The Weeknd is
still, fam, he's still on Nav, bro. Nav's not a singer.
Yeah, but Nav came out on his own. Nav came out different. Mm. Nav's the only nigga to do what Nav did. Nav came out with no one knew how he looked. His music just was yellow tape in the scene for the hottest minute.
Yeah.
And then when he popped out, it's like, fuck, okay, this is how he looks. Everybody wants to sign him. Wherever he goes, he goes. He popped off on his own.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say no one helped him. He did that.
And he produces too, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And he produced other tunes that bust out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. One thing with Toronto artists, right, that kind of makes it, you know, it puts a cap on how, you know, we can get our career to the next level is going across the border. We're all dealing with it, okay, when it comes to the charges and shit like that.
100%.
Right? Is there a way to do this shit, like become a millionaire without having to cross the border?
For sure.
Talk to me. How?
You got to make it happen.
How?
You got to make it happen. You're telling me there's no millionaires out here? Come on, huh? Think about it. Like
classified, he's been touring the country for a long time. I don't really see him doing American shows and stuff like that. So, but I don't know if he's a millionaire. I'm not in his pockets like that.
Yeah, trust me. That's
like, who's really out here who's just a top Canadian rapper, or, you know what I'm saying, without having to go get that American love, fam? Like, Tory had to go to the States, bro.
Everybody had to go to the States.
Yeah.
Didn't Drake go to the States?
Drake went to the States.
Who else? Everyone did.
Everybody did.
Because why? The States has the bigger population.
Yeah, but what if you can't go?
Then you have to make it happen from over here. Go to UK. You can still fucking lock in with niggas in the States. Still DM niggas and talk to niggas. Niggas know who's guanin' in the city. Like, if you're guanin' with a team, you can still tap in with niggas.
Yeah, but if you can't go tour those places and do the shows, you're kind of capped out, fam.
For sure, but there's other ways to get money.
Mm.
It's not just show.
Yeah. Even with the Toronto scene, though, niggas out here can't do shows with each other because of all of the policies.
They can't do shows, period, in the city. Only selective niggas. They're shut down shit. Niggas just gotta be able to do shows, really. Like,
yeah. So do you think that we can get something going on? Like, I was on...
You can ask me that. You have to ask me something on the shows.
Well, I was on Voices from the Staircase the other day. Salute to Neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm going on that.
Yeah. And he was like, yo, fuck a Rolling Loud, right? We can do it ourselves.
Yeah, we can.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, but how? Rolling Loud came with the machine. So that's why it happened.
Mm.
There's no machine out here.
Well, he was saying, like, you can get, like, Voices, Six Buzz, a few different people together.
Yeah, we
can
do that. And then it's like, what's going to happen? Like, come on. You know what? Like, come on, man. Like,
you're speaking to the choir, fam.
No, but like, what, like, who's really popping, who's going, who's what, like, it's, who's really gonna go to that? Well, that's one. Toronto don't support Toronto.
So you don't think we can do an all Toronto festival, like, with all the people who are home?
The only way that shit happens is when you go to, like, you know the shit in Texas, when they do that shit in Texas?
South by Southwest.
And Bear Toronto used to perform. That's the only way. Like, Toronto niggas, Toronto ain't popping up for Toronto.
Mm.
Period.
You think we're still there, eh?
We're always there. It's Toronto, man. Niggas, fuck you, see. Niggas like to fuck you. That's all it is.
That's crazy that you're saying that, fam, because, you know, as mans who we walk outside and niggas recognize us on road, and you've been being recognized for years. We were talking about this in the beginning. Like,
sure,
you would think that, like, the Toronto scene, like, the fans will go out to the shows or do all of that shit. But you don't think the same.
More like if you go out of town, London, Kitchener, Niagara, Montreal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Popping out west. You do anything, but Toronto's Toronto, and people are shutting down shows. How are you gonna do that? Like, it's bigger than us.
You seen, like, the cops are shutting down shows?
Whoever's shutting down the shows. I never said the cops. You said the cops.
Well,
I don't know who's shutting down the shows.
The powers that be, let's say, are shutting down shows.
Whoever's shutting down the shows. Niggas are not performing. You don't see bigger niggas not performing. They can't perform. It's happened.
Yeah. The last performance I seen was A.R. Paisley, and he brought out Roadrunner. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, that's dope, because it was a sold out venue. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm sorry. I was not rude for that.
Yeah, yeah. That was like maybe, that was back in the summertime. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Other than that, like, we can't get like all of those artists that we were naming on our list and shit like that and put them in a venue together, fam. That's gonna be a problem.
Rolling Loud did it.
Yes. And that's what I was having the conversation with Neighborhood. Like, Rolling Loud did it, but they had the machine and they were able to be like, have the security infrastructure to be like, you guys come in at this time. You guys come in at this time. You stay on this side of the venue.
Niggas that really do that. It's bigger than, you can't start it from the scratch, and you have to go to the people that really do that shit. And it could happen. Anything could happen, but Rolling Loud did it.
Yeah. So what do you think Toronto's going to take to get to the next level, or even get back to how it was, let's say, that 2018 times?
Quality music. Features. More features, too.
Like with the American niggas and shit. Or in with general, each other.
Everybody, like, features, American out here, UK. Just bangers, fuck. I don't really be hearing bangers. I be listening to old songs that been out. Out from a long time ago.
You're not tapping into the new shit that's popping off.
Not really.
Yeah. Listen, man. I just wanted to get your thoughts, bro, because like I said, you know, you're an artist and you're always going to be an artist. But right now I'm talking, you know, getting ready to talk to a fellow content creator. You know what I'm saying? So, I wanted to make sure that before we get into the new year, we get to chop it up and get the thoughts of Honcho Hoodlum. What you got coming up for the 2024, fam?
I'm going to drop an EP. Have some videos dropping. I'm going to do a documentary. And then my podcast, literally, shit's going to pop up.
And you link back up with Mac.
Yeah, for sure. That's my crew.
Yeah.
That's my dog right there.
Salute to Mac. While you were gone, he got at me. I don't know why he had a problem with me.
What? No, I'm going to call him right now. What happened?
Call him.
No, what happened?
I don't know, fam. I woke up one morning. I opened up the gram and he was calling me fake or something. Like, fam, there's so much content that passes my timeline. No. I don't even remember what his problem was.
Why did he do that? You did something, Max.
I didn't do Max nothing, not like bro. That. Max you know what I'm like saying? That. But he was getting at me crazy, bro.
No, Max, not like that. No.
So
no.
When
you
I see
you did something.
When I seen you,
you didn't tell me what you did.
Please, you know, let's do this on air. You know what I'm saying? Do the Macadelic, man. I swear to God, bro. I woke up one morning and Mac was yellow taping me, bro. I was like, what did I do?
I know he's not vacated, but not too good.
The customer you are calling.
Damn.
Yeah, I have to call him one time.
Yeah, I should have asked you in the beginning of this.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out what I did to him, fam.
I want to know.
Man woke up on the other side of the bed. You know what I'm saying? Six sounds. Everybody started reposting it. I was like, holy shit, I'm under attack.
What did he say? What was it over? He's on vacay, but
he's on vacay mode.
I messaged him and told him to call me. So I'm gonna call me.
Yeah. Salute to Macadelic, man.
Yeah, that's my dog. That's my super dog.
Like. Yeah, that's why I seen you and him do the video together. I know Mac does good work, and the man does his podcast. He's out here, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Him on snapping up too.
My nigga, I don't be having problems with nigga. Yo, have you been keeping up? Like, I don't want to make this about me because this is.
No, you've been keeping up on what happens with me, fam. No, tell me what
niggas be getting at me on a regular basis.
I make content.
I comment on what's going on the scene. You know what I'm saying? And I'll put some names out here. Icy started getting at me crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Why did he get at you?
Fam.
What did you do? You keep saying you don't know. Like, what the fuck are you talking talking about?
Yo, fam.
Like, no,
I just, I'll be out here talking.
Right now. He's calling me right now. Perfect.
Okay, Macadelic, let's go.
He's calling me right now. Hello?
Yo.
I'm on a podcast right now, right?
What up?
And I'm with Friday, and Friday's saying, like, yo, you were getting at him.
I don't know what happened, bro. I woke up one day and the nigga was going crazy.
You getting at him?
Yeah.
Why? What happened? What did he do? He's trying to say he didn't do nothing. What did he do?
We're not going over this.
I really want to know.
We could talk about it. I'm not here to be on some bullshit.
Real talk. What happened?
This guy fucking, it's about the Robin shit. That's it.
What did he do about Robin? What did he do?
He just is being disrespectful. That's it.
You're being disrespectful at Robin? What did he do? Like, say, address it, guys. Like, the former grown man. What did he do, though? Like,
Let me break it down to you. It was with the Aiden Ross thing.
It's old, bro. It doesn't matter anymore, though.
Say no more. I'm going to show you, though.
Yeah, yo, salute to you, Mac. Like, I ain't got no issues
Friday,
with you, bro.
If Friday can hear me, it's soft, bro. Just don't even worry, bro.
See, it's not like that. All right. Mac.
Salute to you, Mac. I don't know if you know, I never got back at you or responded because I was like, I don't think you really had an issue with me. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you had an issue with something I said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But no, I'll up to date Hoodlum on what happened.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to show you.
Yeah. No, it's cool, bro. Friday, I have nothing but respect for you and everything you do. You push the scene, you know, and it's okay to get mad at people for shit that what they do. You know, it's part of the game, bro.
Like, yeah.
And then you just move on from it, you know? You're not gonna agree with everything.
That's what I was just telling them earlier. All this shit, you don't even do it.
That's the bottom line, bro.
Say no more. You're not gonna
agree with everything, you know? But I did some dumb shit and lashed out on Twitter, which I shouldn't have done. I should have called the guy or DM'd him, you know? But
Soft thing, bro.
It's light, it's old, it doesn't even matter no more, you know? So.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all good, bro. But yeah, salute to you, Friday, bro.
Salute to you, my brother.
See what I'm talking about, though? You always say you didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing. Yeah. Like, that's the shit my son would say. Like, I didn't do nothing. Like, nigga, you did something. You think I don't know? Like, that's the shit I used to say to my mom. I didn't do nothing. Like, nigga, you know you did something. Shit. So now you know what you did.
Okay, so what happened was, Aiden Ross had Robin Banks video above him, right, on one of his live streams, and him and his chat were going back and forth on the stream, and they were laughing about this. Is what Aiden told me because I went on stream with him.
Okay, you went on the stream with him.
Yeah. Salute to Aiden Ross.
No,
you know, it's a humble stunt.
No, right? He did. When was that?
Maybe about three, 4 months ago.
I never tapped into that.
I'm busy on these internet streets, bro. So. I seen the commentary where
that's the guy that was on the live with the new Debbie type of girl that's just talking like she's fucking somebody. Are you laughing? I'm serious.
You're saying she's the new Debbie, bro? You're talking about the Toronto accent girl, Plush.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, but she like, remember, she like, why are you laughing? What's the joke about?
Yo, bro.
No, she's like the new Debbie shit. Like, remember how Debbie had the wave, like, everyone was tuning into her?
Okay, wave wise.
Yeah, like,
I'm not saying
like she's the new Debbie in any type of, like, I'm like, remember, both of them don't rap, they don't do nothing. She raps. Oh, she raps?
Yes.
I didn't know that. See, my bad. I didn't know that. I'm not tuned in.
She popped off while you were gone, fam.
Yeah, I just know her for talking how she talks. And I'm like, holy, like, nobody really talks like this. Like, this one is over.
Thank you.
Like, that one's, like, she's overdoing it. Like, no one really talks like that. Niggas talk like that, but no, like, and that was years ago type shit. Like, no one talks like that. Like, who talks like that?
That guy, though.
But she's, like, not to say disrespect in any way, but she's, like, the new Debbie. You see how Debbie had the whole city tuned into what she was doing. And she was just talking.
Internet personality.
Yeah.
Salute to Plush. But yes, that dude, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like he was laughing at the video above him of Robin Banks. And the man them got cheesed, right? Like, Calvin Cambridge, like, threw his TV. Jay Neat was getting at him.
I don't know who that is.
It's a young like streamer and he's like a content creator out here. Okay. He did an interview with Jason Love not too long ago.
I don't know who that is.
Fam, I gotta catch you up on this media shit, bro. I don't want to explain to you all that, but that nigga
been out for 90 days. So
yeah, okay, but him and Jay Neat got cheesed, right? Yeah. And they got at Aiden. So I responded to all of this in the content that I make on my lives or whatever.
Aiden, he didn't even know them. Like, did Aiden like respond back?
He didn't respond back until he seen me do the reaction. Oh, he responded to one of my YouTube
reaction.
Videos.
What did your reaction?
YouTube live and I was like, yo, walk one with this Aiden. Like, we got to get him out of here. And then Dusty and I did an episode and we were like, again, yo, he's banned, right?
Yeah.
So he seen that video and then me and him had a conversation and we kind of smoothed it over.
Yo, why were they mad at you?
Because I'm not the nigga to smooth it over. You got to talk to the man then. He never talked to them. Oh, he talked to me.
Yeah.
So then niggas got bent out of shape at me like, fam, who are you to be the one to be saying, yo, it's cool now with Aiden. Apology accepted. Right?
No.
So whatever I try to do.
To fucking even put your nose into that shit. Who the fuck told you that? Like.
Listen, fam, I'm not even mad because it's true.
And then you said you didn't do nothing.
Fam,
That was a lot right there.
But bro, the initial thing was out of love, fam. I'm like, yo, I was offended as the man then.
Yeah, but you're like, who the fuck are you to say anything else?
Yeah, I was like, yo, you're good now.
There's niggas that are not offended, and there's niggas that are offended, and it's like,
no, I fucked
now
that
you're
up.
Putting your opinion in, it's like, oh, and then you're saying, oh, you're good now. It's something like, who the fuck? Like, you said he was good? Like,
I gave him the pass for a second,
like,
bro.
What pass? Like, how are you giving him on the pass to the word? Or isn't he coming? Oh, you giving the pass here? Yeah. He probably comes live over here. People are flying over here.
No, his pass is revoked right now. Currently, Aiden Ross's pass is revoked in Toronto. There's certain men who can't come to Toronto right now.
Ooh, who can't come to Toronto? Anyone can come to Toronto. Why, yo?
You didn't know that niggas have to check in over here, fam?
Yo, wait. Why do Toronto niggas be lying to ourselves? Like, why do we lie to ourselves? Like, Toronto's not, like, it's bad, but it's not that bad. Like, niggas are out here. People be coming out here, like, what are we talking about? There's no niggas that have to check in nowhere. Like, check in what?
Did you not see the DJ drama thing?
For sure, you just got caught slipping. Niggas get caught slipping everywhere. The fuck? Niggas in Toronto get caught slipping.
Fam.
I see niggas in Toronto get robbed for their chains. What, okay. American niggas got robbed for their chains? American niggas been getting robbed for their chains at Carabana for years.
This is true.
What the fuck are we talking about? This is, whoa, okay, American niggas got robbed for their chains. Like, nigga, been happening.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
Everywhere niggas get robbed, fam. What the fuck? Niggas is hungry out here.
So niggas don't have to check in when they come to Toronto.
Have to check in nowhere. What the fuck? You think anybody, like, okay, let's say anybody says, yo, I'm coming to Toronto. Yo, hoodlum, I'm coming. Yo, I'm going to come link you. You think anybody could tell me I can't bring anybody to Toronto? Like, you understand what I'm talking about?
Here's the thing, fam.
No, I'm asking you a question. Like, you get what I mean? Like, do you think anyone would be like, yo, you can't bring that guy to Toronto? It's like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well,
I mean, I got raped at my fucking house. I'll bring him fucking anywhere. Like, who the fuck is anybody?
Yeah, but
to
the club.
I'll go anywhere I go with anybody. Fam, if you're with me, you're with me. What the hell you think I'm gonna bring it in again and I'm just gonna allow him to just get like anything to happen to him?
Nigga is checked in. He checked in with you.
That, like, you could say that, but you're saying people are banned. No one's banned Toronto's a big place.
Of course, but I'm saying if you want to move around comfortably in some of these clubs where you get the best music and the hood niggas,
none of these clubs, anything can happen at any time.
True.
The fuck, it's a club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bunch of niggas in it.
Yeah.
Ratchet bitches.
Listen, fam, I'm not the one endorsing the check-in. I'm just going by what the blogs be saying.
No, you know what I'm saying? Nothing. Like, Toronto's not like that.
Like, when they took the niggas chain, they said, this is what you get for not checking in.
Yeah, for sure, but like who which one was that one?
The DJ drama one, they were holding up his chain.
Yeah, see, but he got caught slipping. What the fuck was he? How are you slipping like that?
Listen, fam, niggas be coming out here thinking it's sweet, bro.
But that's everywhere.
You know what I mean? Everywhere. Niggas get robbed everywhere. Niggas get shot everywhere. Things happen everywhere. Toronto's not the only place. Oh, watch it happens everywhere. Happens. I don't even think, if you Google it, I don't even think Toronto's the most dangerous city in Canada.
Probably not.
So then, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How dangerous is
like
it really?
Somewhere in Winnipeg or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, obviously.
Yeah, where yeah,
niggas
yeah.
Just cutting niggas and doing shit. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, man. Listen, no, 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 no. Fam, we
check it in though. Like yeah. That, checking in is like a big word like that. That's like a big word.
Well, that's check the word like, that they've been using in the States for years. You got to check it in
that's
Detroit.
The States. Mm-hmm. Detroit, different from Toronto. LA, different from Toronto. You know someone talking about?
Yeah,
LA, like those guys gangbang for real. Like
yeah.
Your grandma and grandpa are Bloods and Crips. Your mom's a Blood and Crip. And this is that's their culture.
Mm-hmm.
This is real. Like, oh, here it's not like that. What the fuck are you talking about? Niggas, dads are fucking taxi drivers and plumbers and shit, and their son just want to be bad and go pick up a hammer and fucking. What are you talking about? None of these niggas, a bunch of these niggas never really grew from their dad's somebody. And then they're like, you know what I'm talking about?
Generations of gangbanging
in the family. Like, that's
there's
what
few,
happens.
But not
no, obviously, there's a few. Niggas know. We know. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, niggas know last names and everything stands for shit. You know what I mean? Niggas know who the fuck is who. You know what I mean? But a lot of these niggas, they just wanted to be in this. The Toronto's not like that. Out there, it's like that. You know what I'm talking about? Like, P&B Rock going into the spot and getting his shit blown out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not happening in Toronto.
You think we're overcompensating? Trying to be like American niggas?
Yeah, I know. You can say yeah, I know. In what way? You know what I mean? Well, I was saying the other day, like, one thing about Toronto, we have very different sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, there's certain niggas that sound like States niggas, and there's niggas that sound like Toronto niggas, and they have their own sound. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, man. I just want to see in 2024 that we get to a level past where we were in 2019 and then get at least 5 millionaire rappers in the city and we're good.
For sure. But just like you were saying, like, it's bigger than rap. You know what I mean? It's bigger than rap. There's niggas that, when you talk about the YouTube niggas and all these internet niggas.
The streamers
like,
and shit.
There's people that have personality. Where people are tuning into, like, yeah, I tune into who this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's fucking niggas that just do the music.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's whatever you want, whatever you tune into. Look, right now, the most popping nigga right now on the gram is Icy.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about? On the gram.
Yeah.
There's a million rappers on the gram. How come they're not popping on the fucking gram?
It's personality, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. I see keeping up his fucking Jerry Springer bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Every day there's a new fuckery. Toronto loves the fuckery. Didn't I say that?
Yeah.
We love the fuckery. Half of the majority of the people on it, we don't even fucking know them.
Yeah.
A bunch of nobodies. If they never went on IC, I wouldn't even know who the fuck half of these motherfuckers are. And they're talking shit and everyone's talking shit. And it's just like, people are bored.
Yeah.
They need entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah. And the music's just not enough just to listen to music.
Yeah, so you need more. We need more.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So you have to branch out, do more. Niggas is not doing enough.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Certain niggas are doing what they're doing, but.
No, it's real talk right there, fam.
I could do way more than music, though.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people have personalities.
Yeah.
A lot of these niggas is dumb. A lot of niggas are dumb. A lot of niggas is fucking don't even know how to fucking do anything.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's not easy to.
And then niggas be clout chasing and doing the most and fucking that guy this, and then they're dead guys.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? And then that's when niggas need to stop in Toronto. Niggas need to stop the dead guy music.
The op shit.
Fuck the op shit. Niggas been dissing ops for years. The fuck are we talking about? Tupac, Biggie, and them been dissing each other. Niggas been dissing each other for years. What the fuck are we talking about? Hoochie Man, Jeezy, this, that, fucking niggas been doing this shit. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
But dead niggas, when you talk about dead niggas, shit don't die. And then someone dies, and when you die, it's like, the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, you don't do the dead music shit. Like, everyone got dead niggas.
Yeah.
If you're not in the field, like, you probably don't have dead niggas. If you're in the field, if you're in the streets,
and you don't know anyone that died, that's hard to believe to me.
Yeah, yeah.
That is really hard to believe. You beat the odds,
basically.
There's no beating the odds.
Yeah.
It's impossible. That means you're lying.
Yeah.
It's fake.
Yeah.
Someone had to die. This is the streets, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. what are we talking about? Like, the fuck?
No, real talk.
Yeah, man. Like,
Yeah.
Real shit.
Nah, fam, it's a crazy game, bro. Listen, I'm just glad to see you back here on road.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to everything that you got to be dropping in 2024. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to that new video that you're dropping.
I'm about to shoot a couple more. By January, I'm going to roll out.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably the last week of fucking December. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Depending.
Or probably not January. Start the new year off and just go ham.
Yeah, yeah.
I just been cooling. Niggas don't even know. I just been cooling. I'm about to really pop out and start popping off my shit.
Yeah.
I've been cooling. I'm just trying to enjoy the road. Live my life.
Yeah. And get, you know, listen, fam, we're going right into the holiday time, fam. The best thing to do is just cool out. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get yourself in any crazy situations.
You know what I want to know too? Who's the top 5 podcasters in the city?
In this city?
Yeah, and don't be biased or any fucking shit too, man.
Well, salute to Voices from the Staircase.
Yeah.
Right? They've been doing their thing over the last few years. Right? Too. Real Toronto News have come up with some big episodes. Yeah. Right? I'm always gonna go with Extra Gravy. Those guys have been around. They're my homie Marlon. There's Norm and a girl named Alicia. Right? Yeah, they've been
all of these shits. You have to tap me into.
Yeah, yeah. They've been here 7 years, just as long as us. Uh-huh. Okay. Obviously, my own show. You know what I'm saying? We love hip hop. And if I could put one more in that list right there, Steady Mobbin. We just had them over here. My homie Glory and Black Mob.
Are you doing this on bias shit? No,
like, fam. Like, they've been able to get some big guests.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they had Socrates on. They had Mula First. They had a few different people that traction. And people repost them. I'm going off of what the blogs will repost.
Yeah.
You see me?
The most impact.
Exactly.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But we number one, though.
What about Wheeler? Wheeler's not in there?
Wheeler. I'll put in as a close number 6 with all due respect, because Wheeler drops in batches. You understand what I'm saying? He'll do a few episodes, boom, drop those, and then chill for a second, and then come back again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like, fam, like, we're going to be dropping this Thursday. I do 2 episodes a week, fam. We don't stop.
What number is this?
This is going to be episode 429, bro.
Oh, shit. That's a lot.
Yeah, fam. We out here.
500? At 500, you have to do something big.
Fam, by 500?
You probably 500? Have to go to like a strip club or something.
Bro.
You have to, or you have to book a spot, get some strippers in and turn the fuck up. You have a girl, you can't turn up like that?
I don't know if my girl would like that.
Your girl wouldn't allow you to turn up with some girl?
She'll let me turn up.
So then what are you talking about? Your girl didn't like that. Let me find out your girl wears the pants in the relationship. What type of man says that? Your girl said what? You can't go out?
Well, of course I can go out, fam. So I freaking host freaking venues and shit.
Okay, so then there shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be saying your girl.
No. We'll turn up, but I'll probably be turning up on the other side of the border, to be honest, bro.
Oh, you're going to fly out of
this, bro.
You can fly out?
I can't say technically yet, because remember, we're still on camera. I don't want to be going past the border and the border guard's like, yo, I watch a show. Yo, did you say you got a record, nigga?
But they're going to do that if you go.
No, they're going to check, right? But a lot of times they don't check, fam.
Yeah, 100%. I know.
Right? Early next year, I'm up for my pardon or restriction or record restriction or whatever they call it now, right? So after that, fam, I'm off this, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'll still be here, but over there more. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you going?
New York, LA. Just tap in with all the different content creators that I've tapped in with from over here, like the Academics Adam 22 and all the different people.
Yeah.
And just go over there.
You Adam too?
I got an Adam 22 interview, fam.
No. You're working.
Fam, we out here, bro.
You're working.
Yeah.
You're working. I didn't know that.
This is fam. That's why I get a lot of hate, fam.
For sure. That's what comes with it.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got no haters. You ain't popular.
Exactly.
You know what I mean.
But yo, man, let's wrap it up for the evening, fam. Let me give a quick salute to my sponsors before we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Big salute to the sponsors once again. Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page if you need some deliveries across the GTA or across Canada. Diamond Club underscore Canada. Hit up also Steamin' Hot Grabba. Use their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba. And last but not least, Exotic Hot Pots. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pots. Big salute to the sponsors. I'm going to take us out here with My City's Crazy. Another classic.
You winning and they losing, nigga. Yup.
We winning and they losing, nigga. You ain't gonna hear that. You just.
We giving y'all some bonus episodes for the holidays. Let me talk my shit quick fast. Cause we didn't visit the top 5 podcast. But don't get it twisted. We number 1.
Saw love on a Snapchat. But don't get too close, I'm waving 2 straps. Like I don't trust you, nigga. Nigga, fall back.
Remix
in the Mac and I ain't trusting these niggas. Cause they ratting they snakes. And they snakes and they rats. Day one, nigga, homie,
and you snaking that. He had a little chain on and you taking that. I'm from the south side, girl, we don't rate that.
Nowadays I catch a body.
And nothing to say.
Cause when you do too much talking,
they doing the rage. Jeez. Call it project.
Stupid niggas. Niggas can't see my face, yeah, but I be going, dude. Niggas. Cops can't see my face, but I be shooting niggas. I go in my pocket and niggas start moving, nigga. I'm looking at him like, what the fuck that nigga moving, nigga? My homie asked you, did you boo that nigga? I said, nah, you only running from me, cause I be shooting niggas. My city crazy, nigga.
My city crazy. 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 There's cold summers and hot winters. Niggas will eat your food like a hot dinner. Last nigga try to run off on the plug. They're dead now. It's time you have to put the plug. Best friends turn to ops. There ain't no love. Family beefing with each other. They don't care that they blood. What happened to the love? What happened to the love? Damn. You think you the man from how much bands you got? They only rate how much mans you shot. You can get it too for the fams you got. So know who's your man and who's not. Chirac ain't the only city that got lasers on the poles. Out here, bad bitches making paper on that pole. RPYO, it don't get no realer. He went up like a killer. Double homicide, he killed his killer. Damn, my city crazy. 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 My city crazy.
Everybody tweaking for a body. Tweaking. Scared niggas missing cause they tweaking off of Molly's. Mongers using old ladies as protection in the lobby.
Wow.
And still getting bodied. I'm from a place, get a gun and you get left dead.
Facts.
Where we kill for colored money, not a dead press.
Rainbow money.
My city devil, nigga.
Devil, nigga.
Heat boil your blood like a kettle, nigga.
Boil you.
Close friends warring over buckets.
Yeah.
If you ain't got a gun for your jewels, better tuck it. In school, niggas bust it.
Class.
Them young niggas be home by 20-something.
5.
Wild, they don't give a fuck about the public.
They don't give a fuck.
CLE, you know I rep with the death.
Chester.
Gun like a shoes, better watch every step.
Watch where
niggas
you're going.
A snake, that'll come right for your neck. That bitch don't love you, she just wants some of your check.
My city crazy.
Crazy. My city crazy. My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
My city crazy.
We love hip hop.